It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Sam! Hello. Sam! Sam! Come on, Sam!
Hello, 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 hello.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. Everything's on. We're on form. Everything.
Okay, let's do this.
We're focused.
Yeah, ready to go. I've had a coffee. Ready to do this. Okay, so today we're talking about Castle Rock.
Castle Rock, which is Stephen King inspired or Stephen King written?
Co-created by Stephen King and J.J. Abrams. So that's a horror powerhouse.
Gracious me. That is, that is. You'd expect that to be flawless.
You'd expect it to be. I've got a couple of flaws, but I do really enjoy it. So I'm happy I got to watch it. Like, I was chuffed last night watching this. So it stars Bill Skarsgård as ominously named The Kid.
Yep.
That's all he's referred to as in the whole show is The Kid. And he's Pennywise from It. So he's obviously already terrifying and creepy, and he carries the show, basically.
Yeah. Is he a baddie or a goodie, or what's he all about?
I still don't know yet, man. I still don't know. I'm 3 episodes in. And because he's so creepy looking, they do this really great thing where they've, made his pupils look like a different colour kind of thing, and, his skin's real pale, and, he's really skinny, and he's, kind of, creepy looking. So he seems like a bad guy, but basically his whole storyline is...
His pupils, there's that... is it humans? That programming about the sort of the...
I don't know.
A British one about sort of AI robots, sort of humanoids.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
You've seen so much more TV than I have. I'm catching up. So this is Bill Skarsgård as the kid. And basically he's found in a water tank in an abandoned prison wing. And they have no idea.
Oh, it's so creepy.
So creepy.
Yeah.
And they have no idea how he got there, no idea where he's from, no idea who he is.
I've seen the very beginning of it, and who finds him?
Mickey Malkovich from Shameless, one of my other favourite TV shows.
Yeah.
I don't know the actor's name, but that's his character.
Yep.
And he's a little sweetheart. And he finds him in this water tank, and then the only thing he can say is Henry Deaver, which is a Castle Rock local from back in the day who may or may not be responsible for his father's death.
Because he
disappeared for 10 days in the middle of winter when he was 15.
The kid did?
No, Henry Deaver.
Right, okay.
And we still don't know who the kid is.
Yeah, right, okay.
But he says Henry Deaver, and Henry Deaver's a lawyer from Castle Rock back in the day who everyone blames for the death of his father, but was never tried for it because there was no evidence for it.
The death of the kid's father?
No, the death of his own father.
Because I don't know who the kid is.
We have no idea who the kid is.
So the lawyer's brain for the death of his own of the lawyer's father. Right? Okay, right.
I know it's a very convoluted plot. There's three mysteries going on.
That's the Stephen Kingness of it all.
Oh yeah, there's just there's
and if it's Stephen King bound about halfway through, it's all going to go completely tits up and go the other way.
Absolutely.
Love that about Stephen King.
Henry Deaver is played by Andre Holland, who played Matt Miller in HAS American Horror Story Roanoke. So that's his horror shots basically. So he's quite good. He was good in that season. And there's also this woman named Molly Strand, who's played by Melanie Linsky.
Oh, local. Yep. Well, yeah, New Zealander once.
Was she?
Yeah, she was in Beautiful Creatures.
Oh, yes, she was. She was. Yes, that's how she
and
got
then she was on and then she was in Two and a Half Men or something. Yeah. Like that.
She was the crazy neighbour Rose from Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
That's how I know her.
Yep.
So, yeah. So the kid's found in a water tank. So that's one mystery. How did he get there? And the prison won't let him out. They're basically we're going to keep him locked up.
In a tank?
Well,
so is it a working prison?
It's a working prison.
Right, that's right.
So they find him in an abandoned wing, but it's a working prison.
Oh, I see.
And they're how do we can't let anyone know we've got this kid because we don't know who he is or how he got here, or this is a terrible PR nightmare.
Yeah.
So they decide to just keep him in the prison.
Till things all pan out.
Till either he dies or it all goes away kind of thing.
Let me just say that my thoughts on that would be... Yeah, but still.
And then Henry Deaver he's his lawyer, but not his lawyer because they won't admit that he's a person. So that he's trying to look after this kid from outside and try get into him and try and go.
So Henry Deaver's still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But Henry Deaver's dad is not.
Okay.
And basically it's just this weird, creepy town where apparently it's cursed by the devil. Is what all the locals seem to think, that there's just so much tragedy.
The devil gets around, eh? The devil gets around and curses all sorts of things.
He's got so just much time on his hand. It's what are you doing?
Well, I mean...
He doesn't have a 9-to-5, clearly.
No, the almighty God creates everything just like that, the devil, then of course the devil's going to go around trying to unstitch everything, isn't he?
Exactly, exactly. but basically, there's so much tragedy... in the show, the town, there's people dying, being murdered left, right, and center. It doesn't stop. There's a bunch of hinted at suicides and deaths. And apparently, the whole prison burnt down for a bit and killed a bunch of inmates. Like, there's a lot of death that's happened in this town. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, just
cursed.
Leave.
It's cursed.
Get out of there.
So who are you saying just leave to?
All of them.
All of us as well. Don't even look in there. Don't even.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like the whole Gotham City Batman thing, right? Yeah. It's like, if you live in Gotham City full of all this crime, you've got to have Batman. Just get out of there. Like, how many times have you been made hostage by the Joker before you leave?
And how many Stephen King books have you thought to yourself, if you just hadn't stopped there, if you just not asked that question or not poked your nose in there?
You weren't in that cabin. Yeah. No, if you just weren't in that cabin or if you weren't driving on that snowy road. Like, get out of the snow.
Yeah. And just, oh, no. The misery with the snap into the ankle and the,
But basically, so Castle Rock is a fictional town in Maine that Stephen King created in most of his novels.
Yeah.
So it's mentioned and repeated, like, in all of these different novels.
Yeah. It sounds like a place, though, doesn't it?
It sounds totally real and sounds totally creepy. But basically, this seeks to be, like, a kind of answer to American Horror Story. It's, like, it's meant to be a future anthology series where Stephen King takes his, like, less successful, less commercially popular
ideas,
novels, or, and ideas, and like,
well, he does amazing short. Like, as I was saying before to you, I'm a big Stephen King fan, but I really like his short stories.
Yeah.
I really think they're great. I've been fascinated by them for years, and maybe that's where you're going to get some of those chucked in there.
Well, yeah, I think he's going to take themes and characters and basically weave them all through this one town, or like tell separate stories from this town or nearby this town that all interlink, basically, which is really quite cool.
Why didn't you come in and just sit and talk in the thing, Sarah, if you're going to come in, if you're going to poke your nose in like that?
We just got a yell saying, Sissy Spacek is so good.
What does she play?
I can't remember. I'm not
Sarah.
Sure. Is she his, she's his mum, right?
Yeah.
The blind, dementia lady, yeah. Henry Deaver's mum, she has dementia. Henry's...
Yes.
Yeah. So she's that sufficiently creepy dementia old lady. That,
yep. Okay.
She does really, really well.
So it sounds like it's settling nice sort of... A good thing to watch if you're just wanting to be mellow. And really, really... completely unsettling by the sound of it. And seriously.
It's pretty scary. Like, I was pretty unnerved watching the first episodes. I do think it's a bit slow, but it is definitely tense and creepy and...
Slow. Jumpy!
It totally is. It gave somebody I live with goosebumps on more than one occasion. I look over next to them and be like, fuck me, you're right. Skin's gone all funny.
Just chilly in here.
And the you mentioned the mother's dementia. I've never seen dementia kind of edited and filmed on screen in such a way before. It was really respectful of trying to show. There's one episode which is from a woman with dementia's point of view.
Oh.
And it's kind of like Sharp Objects in that it just messes with time.
Yeah.
And tries to show that confusion, but also you still live in that state. Like, it's quite...
Well, that's quite exciting.
Beautifully done.
Yeah, because I was looking at reviews, and there's 4 out of the 7 episodes that are out currently that have 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah. And only one of them is one that I've watched. So apparently the season gets better as it goes. So I'm definitely intrigued to watch so much more.
Yep, cool. All right, well, Sarah mentioned Sharp Objects. Have you seen the finish of that yet?
I haven't finished it yet. No, with the show, I always start watching a new thing and don't get to finish anything.
Right,
I haven't finished any of the shows I've watched.
You blaming us?
No, I don't blame you guys.
A little bit, but that's okay.
My social life as well. It gets in the way.
I'm just going to say, shout out to Sharp Objects. Wasn't as good as I thought, though.
I love the twist.
Wasn't best of lies, yeah. The twist is good. Yeah.
Love the twist. Can't help it.
I'm into the new season of Ozark that's happening. I'm 3 into that.
I tried to watch Disenchantment, the new Matt Groening thing. Awful. Didn't like it.
I couldn't stand it either, actually. And that's, I just feel like to say that on air, just seems like a Game of Thrones parody.
There's nothing about it that I found redeeming.
I think Americans find medieval England really funny.
That's
like,
true.
Whereas I like nautical humour. I find that really funny. I don't like caveman humour, and I don't like
I like teen girl humour. So
yeah, but I prefer the great cartoon called High School USA. Have you ever seen that?
No,
it's a funny cartoon.
Was that from back in the day?
No, it's from really recently.
Okay,
it's a wee bit like an Archie comic, but it's sort of. It's actually very adult themed.
Okay, so exciting.
Yeah. Oh, uncross your arms, Tess. God, calm down. As soon as I said adult themes, oh dear.
Nothing wrong with adult themes.
No, it's
just
comfortable,
here.
You know.
Have you seen Disenchanted yet?
No.
Is it Disenchanted or Disenchantment?
I haven't seen Sharp Objects either.
What?
And so I'm kind of like, I didn't know there was a twist, but I guess it's
of course
not really
a twist. Of course
it's a Gillian Flynn novel. Of course there's a twist. Every good murder mystery has a twist, right?
Well, I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yeah. Do you watch Ozark? You see Ozark first season?
I've heard heaps of people talking about it.
Watch the first season. Hammer that first season, then get enjoy yourself into the second season there. Just treat yourself.
Is the first season a bit of a slow burner?
First episode's a slow burner, but then it just revs up. Boom, 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 boom. You need that first. Actually, no, the first episode's great. What am I saying? First episode's really good.
I have heard really good things. It's just like, you know when someone, you know when there's a Netflix show that everyone's like, this is so great? I'm like, I've not seen Game of Thrones.
Neither have I.
It's just like, it's so great.
That's a massive bumper treat for you. See, you almost want to break your arm or something and have a couple of days off.
I want to break my arm most days and have a few days off. But I would love to be able to sit down and watch Game of Thrones one day.
You're allowed to.
Yeah?
Yeah, you get my permission.
I'll take some time.
All right. Do you want to do that maybe as a viewer? Do you want to have a week off? And you promise that you'll spend that time? You should come in here watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And come in. But like, no, but we've all heard the Game of Thrones reviews. Like, everyone's been like, that's so good. And it's like, yeah, okay, sweet, thanks. Dragons. I'm like, yay.
I listened to you. That's all I thought when I first saw it too. I thought, oh, yay, swords, bipty-doo. It's actually fantastic.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I just want to give a bit of a few ups to the classic, the OG, The Wire. Have you seen that?
We were talking about this the other day.
You always
talk about
The Wire.
It was on the plane.
I feel like you always say The Wire.
You've got to watch The Wire. The Wire, just from start to end, it's all five seasons, just boom, 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 boom. It's so addictive.
Okay.
I used to watch it when I was doing Drive on BFM. I used to be at home, just like in the very last minutes before I'd have to leave, so I could get here on time. You know me in time. And then I could watch two more minutes of it. Seriously, I could watch another minute of it. Terribly addictive like that, and just keeps on going.
When you try and fit like an hour-long TV show into like a 25-minute getting ready period, you're like, oh, I can do this.
It's terrible.
Doesn't make any sense.
But you know, that's what it's all about. This is called Modern Problems. Thank you very much, Sam.
No worries. See you soon.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.
And keep it on topic. I'm going to play a song called "Reporting from Hell" by First Move.